All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start the show before we get all this conversation.
I know, right? Let's keep it fresh. Holy shit, is it Friday yet?
It is almost as opposite of Friday as you could get, really.
It's Sunday.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Sprocket Podcast. My name is Brock Dettis. This is where we simplify the good life.
And we also put our phones on airplane mode. I'm Aaron Flores, broadcasting from the People's Republic of Portland, nestled in the heart of Cascadia.
We are the show that brings you somewhat irreverent conversation about the intricacies of thinking locally with a global perspective and enjoying the best that life has to offer along the way.
Covering bicycling, trains and transit, and simpler living. And today, we get color commentary on ourselves.
That's right, yeah. We are in the room with Superfan Aqua. Hello.
Hello.
How do you do?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. It's good to see you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, you said sometime back, hey, I want to come in, but I don't want to be a guest. I want to chip in witty banter from time to time.
Yeah.
So, Superfan Aqua, not a guest on today's show. We're very clear about that.
Yes.
But thank you for hanging out.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and welcome to the studio with all the wires everywhere.
Yes.
Yes.
It's great.
Aaron, how are you?
Dry now.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Did the Tour de Brew.
Tour de Brew. Yes.
So I didn't know this, but apparently if you don't show up for a charity ride, the charity still gets your money.
Oh, hey. So this would have informed your decision had you known this.
Probably not, because then I would feel even worse, actually, if I hadn't gone. It's like, well, the charity gets my money. That's great. But now, like, I'm not making good use of not just my money, but the people who sponsored me.
They weren't hoping for charity. They were hoping for you riding.
They just want me to ride.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
And ride I did. I took the longer route.
Yeah.
There were two routes offered. One was 12 miles. One was 18. Which 18 really, and it's not that much.
That is 6 miles more.
It's good math.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes I do math. So you
it
were
didn't seem like that much to me anyway.
Right, you were signed up for this ride. This is a ride where you ride miles, and people donate money, and the money goes to a charity, and the ride goes to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So the money went to Water for Good, which is a charity designed to. I'm probably not saying this right, but to give access to water in communities that don't have immediate access to clean water.
Sure, yeah, which is a problem in a lot of...
Yeah, the hashtag is end the walk.
Can we still say developing nations? Is that... I feel like that might be an antiquated term.
I think it's an antiquated term. Also, like, it's not necessarily in just developing nations. I mean,
right.
There's plenty of places, you know, even in Oregon where...
Sure.
You know, the ability to get clean or the access to clean water is not as great as, like, say, right here in Portland.
Totally, yeah. So that means that this charity is trying to make sure everyone can drink water.
Yeah, I think it generally is, like, mostly overseas and whatnot.
But yeah, yeah. But just in places where it's hard to get
clarify.
It.
Clarify. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, some developed nations have bad water access.
And yes.
So they're not as developed as they could be, I guess, but yeah.
Yes.
So you did the 18-mile ride.
So I did the 18 miles because, one, like, it didn't seem like 12 miles was all that long.
Right.
It's like 12 miles, that's like my commute.
I could do 12 miles.
Yeah.
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 18 was a challenge.
Well, given between the two, sure.
Okay.
I mean, 18 was ended up being a bigger challenge than I thought it was going to be.
Sure. So what was challenging about it?
Well, my lack of preparation for the weather.
Preparation for the weather specifically?
Yes.
Like, you didn't have a rain jacket?
My rain jacket and my rain legs.
Okay.
But I wasn't, like, dressed very warmly.
Okay, yeah. Yesterday was wet too.
And it wasn't the rain that I was expecting, where it would, like, rain, and then, like, today it rained, and then, you know, look, it's
yeah,
done.
You get a big shower and then it's all over. That's like Colorado rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or other places.
Well, in around here, like, it does that. It doesn't always, like, dump, but it'll rain and then quit and rain.
Sure,
and quit.
Sure. And
that was kind of what I was expecting when I looked at the weather. It was saying, like, you know, high of, like, 68. Like, so it's going to be warm.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's a liar, pants on fire situation there. It was not warm at all. I'm glad I went with long pants, kind of.
Right.
I was going to wear shorts originally, thinking like, well, I'll be wet, but it's going to be warm out. So, you know, I don't want to like, you know, have like these long pants and then be sweaty as well.
And how warm was it? Because it wasn't that warm yesterday.
No, it wasn't warm at all. Yeah. I mean, and the rain comes down like ice, man.
Yeah.
This is the coldest rain I've ever felt.
For sure. And the hottest sun when it comes out, too. I was outside earlier today, and the sun itself is so warm when it comes out, because, like, you get used to it, put on, like, a jacket or something, and then when the sun comes out, it's still, like, so close, because it's not autumn yet. It's still summer, technically.
Technically, yes. And
by the calendar.
I mean, the summers here kind of hang on a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was expecting it to be warm. It did not get warm. So I was soaked all the way through. My hat smells like mildew.
Wool.
You know, that's something I'm sure everyone wanted to know.
But that's better than, like, a poly hat.
Oh, yeah.
Poly hat would smell much worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was just, it was a fun time. I did have fun. I will say this. I had fun.
Yeah.
Matthew Mendez of, Bikes for Humanity and, Chain Reaction, which is, you guys will have to look it up later because I can't. Chain Reaction, not the UK mail order parts shop.
Okay. Or is it a bike shop?
It's not.
Okay. It's something
it's
else.
It's a bike program, like an earn a bike program.
Oh, right.
Anyways, okay.
Giving people locally. Access to bikes.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of like giving them access to water.
He led it. And, you know, he was also the one who organized the relay team I was on for the Lads 500.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which, by the way, awesome patches.
Yes.
Those are sweet. I still haven't decided where to put mine yet.
Yeah. Aaron got a patch from the Lads 500, which was the 100-mile relay ride.
Correct.
A team rides 100 miles in a small eighth-mile circle.
Yeah.
Is it eighth
awesome.
Of a mile?
I'm not going to try to math it out.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, anyways.
It was 500 laps, hence Lads 500.
So the guy who put that together, DBR, ended up ordering some patches to commemorate the occasion, and you have one of those patches.
Yeah.
And I have one of those patches.
Even though you didn't ride it.
Which is why it's not any of my stuff yet. Yeah, I'll wait until next year.
There you go.
But, speaking of patches, we've got that inspired me to order some Sprocket Podcast patches. So those are on order. And when they come in, if you're a donor or if you've been a donor for any length of time back in the day, basically, if I still have your address and you've been a donor, we're going to send you one. And if you're not a donor and you want one, you could be a donor. Yeah. Be
Unless
a donor
you're
for a month.
Green, in which case, then I'm going to hang on to it and it's going to sit in my pannier.
You're never going
to
get it.
forever. And I'm going to like talk to you for a while, but I'm still not going to give it to you.
Yeah. I saw Aaron Green last week. Friday, I think, is the day that he and his lady friend went. Well, they're married now, I guess, but they went
I'm
on
sure
their...
I'm sure they're still friends.
They might be. We'll find out after this bike tour is over.
Oh.
No, they're taking their bike tour down the Oregon coast and then down into California. So they're going to do the from here down south. And
is this research for his new book?
Probably.
We were like their married children.
We were talking about... We were like dads. we're going to... it's funny because the book is called We Were Like Sons. But no, he...
Great book, by the way. I could not plug that enough.
Yeah. He and his wife are taking this tour, and they're going to come in and talk about the adventure when they get back to town.
Cool.
But they had a goodbye to Portland thing the other day.
Oh.
So, anyways, saw them there.
It's things like this, when I miss those things, it makes me... think about my my no Facebook stance. But
Facebook is a good organizing tool. It's good to get people together.
It can get the word around for things.
Right. So, but tell me about the ride. You did an 18-mile ride. Was it strenuous?
It wasn't, okay. Other than the fact that like it was really rainy. There was only four of us on the long ride.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really kind of hoping, like, well, if there's only four of us, maybe we'll just fold into the short ride.
Right, right.
But there was a couple guys that were like, nope, we signed up for the long ride. We're doing the long ride. what was really cool, though, is so our first stop, I don't even remember. I don't know the name of it. It's somewhere actually kind of around here. Or it's on Alberta, actually.
Okay, north, northeast Portland.
Right next to Pine State over there.
The biscuit company.
Yes. And it was cool. It was still pretty early, so we're all like, well, what are you supposed to like have at a bar or at a brew pub?
Sure, at that time of the morning.
Like, it was like 10:30. Well, maybe it was closer to like 11:30.
But if they're still open, you can drink a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and there were people there hanging out and having like flights, you know,
right.
The tasters and whatnot.
I'm trying to think of the earliest I've ever had a beer at an establishment.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there were people already there by the time we got there.
For sure, yeah. And this is not to say that you shouldn't have a beer at 10 a.m. If it opens up and you want one, I mean, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless, you know, you have a problem. In which
right,
case,
and then you shouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they served this, what they called the Ripe. It was like their name for it. And it was a really hoppy, almost grapefruit tasting beer. I had a little sip.
Okay. Look at you taking little sips of beer.
Right.
You've had a few little sips of beer.
Yeah. It was like, again, had to kind of like look past or taste past the alcohol.
Right. Cause you don't enjoy that.
Yeah, but it was really nice. It was so freaking strong though.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't order a glass of that, even if I did drink, I think.
Right.
It was so heavy.
So is this Great Notion Brewing, you said? Or something else?
It might have been it. It's,
okay.
Yeah, just whatever's like right there next to Pine State Biscuits.
On Alberta.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, but I'm not sure. Named after the Ken Kesey book, right? Sometimes a Great Notion.
Oh,
I believe.
Okay. That would make sense.
Yeah, but they've been known for making beer. Aqua, have you had their stuff or have you been past there?
I have not.
Okay. No. Yeah. They make interesting flavors. They're not afraid to kind of push the boundaries with what they put in and how they make it taste. Yeah. And they're kind of reacting against, I think, a little bit some of that, like, let's make like the bitterest IPA we can make.
Okay. Yeah.
That's been
Great
the trend.
Notion Brewing.
Is that it?
That is it.
Okay.
Yeah. Second stop was this place in Montevilla. It had a real like speakeasy feel. They've only been around for like a couple of years.
Montevilla Brewing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. and you know, this is our second stop and we've been poured on, and you know, we're, you know, how
peeling
like,
off your layers.
Yeah. And it's a, just a concrete floor, kind of like what we have here.
Yeah.
And you know how like when you step in a puddle or whatever and you walk across concrete, like you have footprints
and like a little squeak, squeak across the floor.
This was just like a trail. we brought a small creek in with us.
As if someone had kind of pushed a Zamboni across the floor.
Yeah.
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 Very good.
And one of the patrons was like, hey, you're dripping all over the place. And he meant it as a joke, you know. And we're like, yeah, so is the whole city.
It is wet.
Yeah.
Have you looked outside recently?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The third stop, though, was the best. It was Bearlick.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy actually took us in the back and, like, showed us all the process.
Yeah, the whole tour.
Explained, like, you know, all the vats and everything.
Yeah.
Did not know. This is a new thing I didn't know. You can keep the beer yeast, like, indefinitely.
Sure.
You know?
Yeast is a weird thing. Like, I mean, you could find yeast from some Sumerian tomb and then make beer with it.
Right.
Yeah. Or you could keep it in the brewer's beard for 10 years.
Or that. Yeah.
You've heard about that, right?
Yeah. What was
Have
that?
You heard about this, Aqua?
No.
This is
Hair of the Dog, was it?
Rogue.
Oh, Rogue. That's right.
Yeah. Kind of the opposite of Hair of the Dog. but yeah, like Rogue, I think, had their brewmaster had been making beer for like 10, 15, 20 years, something like that. And so he's got this enormous beard, and the yeast that he'd been working around had created this strange hybrid. Like, it was this yeast that they hadn't quite ever seen before, I think. And so they took the yeast out of his beard, and then they cloned it so it would be clean so they could use it with food. And then they made beer out of that. It was called Beard Beer. It's It was tasty. I tried some.
Sounds like Rogue.
Yeah, exactly. And Rogue is kind of known for their, you know, they're the ones that make the Voodoo Donut beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it tastes like
Pepto-Bismol.
Bacon and maple.
I'm just kidding.
Kind of. So, yeah.
So here's the thing I found out, though, about myself when I was at doing the tour with Bearlick is I really like hops.
Really?
Yeah, I love
which
the smell
explains what
of
you
hops.
Have in front of you today.
Yes, I love the smell of hops. I guess I could even say I like the taste of hops. Whatever things I've had that had hops in it,
you're into
it. I really liked.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So you just don't like the beer?
I mean, no.
That's not
really
the part. So you need hops. You just need like a hop beverage.
Right.
Yeah.
There is a hop soda out there. It's
right.
Not really. Cost effective isn't the right word.
Sure.
My cost to satisfaction ratio is
okay. It's more expensive than makes you happy.
Correct.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Well, tell me about what you have there.
So this is a Brew Doctor kombucha. It's a new one they rolled out called Citrus Hop.
Nice.
And actually, this is something when we were on the Fresh Hop Century.
Yeah.
That everyone was like, oh, have you tried the, you know, because they find out I don't drink.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, what do you think about hops? And I'm like, yeah, I like them. They're great. And so they're like, oh, you got to try this. Like a bunch of people have recommended this to me and I have not had it yet.
Oh, there we go. So you're about to.
Yep. Right now.
Let's all pay attention.
Huh. Hold on here.
Yeah.
The great face.
You got to invert it, turn it upside down. Careful with the electronics there.
Yes. Well, that's why.
Keep the
hand
pressure. Okay. Yes. So you've mixed up the entire beverage. You're giving it a second shot.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You found that flavor. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So it's got kind of like a, you know, well, citrus, obviously, but almost like a, I don't know, like a woody kind of mm-hmm. flavor to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So you enjoy it. It has what you like about hops in it. Very good. Well, I think you've found your beverage. Yeah,
apparently so.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm drinking ginger beer from the Ginger People.
Yes.
Which is a good one.
I'm really, have you had this yet?
I think I had this
I'm
a
really
long time
intrigued
ago.
Yeah. Think about that.
There's an anthropomorphic ginger riding, like an actual ginger root riding a tiger on the label of this one.
Yes.
But this is good. It's non-alcoholic and it's over September.
What's
for
it say? Like the source of all power?
I think so. Like something along those lines. From ancient lore, the magical qualities of ginger are said to give power even over tigers, making them as gentle to ride as a horse.
Hence the guy riding the tiger.
Seriously, yeah. Do we have a tiger?
Not yet.
Is there one around? Is there one nearby I could ride after I have this bottle of soda? So last night I had my
Wait,
show
let's,
with
let's
my band.
Find out, like,
oh yeah. What Apple's you got here?
Got this. Oh yeah.
Boom.
I don't know how to pronounce this yet. Is it Freem?
Freem, yeah.
Freem, the Lambic style ale.
Nice.
Awesome cork.
I don't know what lambic means. I feel like I should.
No idea.
Is it tasty?
Like I should as well. It is pretty good.
Oh, good. Yeah, you can get beverages such as these at the Beer Mongers at Southeast Division and 12th. They don't have Brew Doctor. They have Lionheart as their brand for kombucha.
Lionheart.
That's right. Yes, thank you.
So apparently a lambic is like a Belgian style.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. And they know beer in Belgium. They know how to make that. Yeah, this should be the best beer that's ever been made, I think. we'll just call it that.
But it's a style.
Oh, a lambic style.
So it's almost as great.
I feel like that happens on food and I feel like maybe it happens on like clothing or something.
Or
karaoke
mean like
songs.
Cheese flavored shred product.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. Like that. Lambic style. But Freem is known for their good beer. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's every time I've been out there, I haven't actually had their beer. I'm trying to think of one time. I've usually been the driver when I show up in Hood River because I'm helping people get places. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go out to Hood River for me sometime. But, yeah, I've had their bottled product. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did not have a beer last night. I was thinking
you did
about
not.
It. No, I
because we had talked about this. Did
doing
we talk
a sober
about
September.
It on air?
I forget.
Or, I can't remember either.
Well, my band got together for their 10th anniversary of the CD release.
The old band.
The old band.
Not your current band.
Exactly. Yeah, 76. And we played the show at the old Gilbert Road Tavern. Aqua came out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
It was great.
It was fun. Yeah. And we played all the songs, all the old ones, played all the hits. And I had coffee before and I was like, oh, maybe I'll have a beer after. But I've noticed this thing over the past couple of days where I'm hanging out with people who are drinking. And when I'm not, I notice the smell of the alcohol. And I think to myself, I'm not sure I like that smell.
Yep.
Yeah. So... I ended up not having anything to drink, and so I will have done, not a full month, because I started, after Labor Day?
Yeah.
But it's going to be, 28 days or something like that.
Yeah. What is, today's the 18th already?
It is. September's almost halfway over.
This has gone by really fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I sound old, don't I?
I mean, that happens. People sit in time. Time washes over them.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, the last date I remember was in July. So it's like, wait, September? What?
What day is it?
Where's the time gone?
Seriously. So anyways, sober September, staying strong.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I gotta say I'm surprised and is proud. Is that applicable?
If you want. Are you proud of me?
Yeah. A little bit. Like I mean, not that I wouldn't. I'm proud of you all the time, man.
Oh, thanks.
But not that I would be disappointed or think any less of you if you did have a drink. But
it's a contest against myself.
The fact that you have that much willpower, I guess. It's pretty awesome.
I think I may have bent a circuit or two in my brain.
Is it possible that I drank more alcohol during Sober September than you?
Well, I mean, during Sober September, yeah. I had so much beer, on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There is that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But, so, I did want to address the Twitter storm,
yeah.
I suppose.
Well, we should talk about this. Honestly, I would love to hear Aqua's
Yeah, we need a third-party's take. Just to kind of... I don't want to belabor the point, but...
Well, this is all fairly new to me, too.
Yes. I was driving one of those Reach Now cars that...
which, incidentally, I just signed up for this morning.
There you go.
I finished. Yes.
Yeah. It's one of those, rented by the minute, rented by the day, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And with the band, I had to be all over the place this weekend with rehearsals and a couple of performances and that sort of thing. And so I was coming back from rehearsal yesterday, I guess, and I hit some slow traffic. And so I ended up taking a picture through the dashboard with my camera. And then later on, I posted that to Twitter saying, hey, I really enjoy this whole, at least I have a nice comfy car to sit in while I'm sitting in traffic waiting for cars to move. And,
right.
I didn't realize until after someone else responded to the tweet that the obvious implication of that, even though I posted that photo from a parking lot, standing outside the car, it looks like I'm just sitting in the driver's seat tweeting.
Sure.
And that obviously not something I would do, but that's what it looked like. So there were a couple of irate responses from people. I'm not going to, it's public on the internet. People can go find out who these people are if they want to. I'm not going to talk about them by name. But yeah, someone was just like, you're a disgusting person. I can't believe you would do this. So I took the tweet down off of the internet because I realized, there's a big perception problem here. Like, it does look like I was driving and tweeting.
Sure.
And that's clearly not okay. That's dangerous behavior. So I took the tweet down. And I guess I haven't... I tried to reach out to chat about this with the person. I wanted to make sure that, I would love to kind of clear up this misconception. But I also... don't want to have a Twitter fight because sound bites on Twitter.
Never, yeah. And even if
spin out of control.
Yeah. Even if you, I don't know. I know a lot of people let these things get out of control. Like they may or may not have the best of intentions. I mean, my bike has been in kind of Twitter fights before.
Right, because your bike has a Twitter account.
And, you know, had back and forth with people. And they do accelerate they do kind of people get irate pretty quickly on either end.
Sure.
You know, I think it's just a reality. It's maybe part of the whole separation aspect of it. You know, I'm not sitting right there in front of this person talking with them.
Sure.
They're not looking at me. You know, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that goes on between people in a conversation.
You bet. Yeah. As well as just like understanding. So again, the reason I pulled the tweet down, I deleted it, was because, obviously, that's the sort of thing that, you know, it could go around and everyone else could have this same misconception. And so in a way, I'm grateful that someone was like, this is probably a bad idea. But I'm pretty sure that person also doesn't realize that I posted it from a parking lot standing outside the car.
Well, so, and that's part of the nature of Twitter, right? That, like, you know, it's almost assumed that things are done or tweeted at the time.
Immediately. Yeah.
And
unless you're,
I mean, that's part of by design. Like, yeah. That's one of the great things about it. But
what's happening right now?
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know how many people saw this. I think it happened quickly. I realized I didn't want misperceptions to continue.
Sure.
And so I ended up pulling that down. But if anybody saw that, that's what it was about. So,
yeah. I think that might've been a good move. There's part of me that like wants to get defensive on your behalf.
Oh, there's part of me that wants to get defensive too, but that's the part I've been tamping down.
Sure. And yeah, it's probably no good.
And your mom. Yeah. Come on, bring it. Yeah.
But like if it were me, you know, I would have totally been like, yeah, you're right. I'm a complete hypocrite. I'm sorry. You know, but the fact that it's you who posted it, like I feel really defensive on your behalf. It's like, no, you don't get him, man.
You mess with Brock, you mess with all of us.
Yeah. Well, and in a certain way, I could care less what people think of me. But when it comes to, like, you know, whether or not I am a person who engages in distracted driving, that's certainly not something that I'm a proponent of or something that I do. So
sure. And this was posted on the Sprocket account.
Right.
And so this is maybe an interesting, I don't know, case study in like things being separate entities from who you are. Like the Sprocket is both of us. And sometimes I tweet from that account. Sometimes you tweet from that account.
I think you can usually tell who it is.
Probably by how the message reads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the meantime, like it's representing sort of this third party entity.
Right.
And then you and I, we each have our own, accounts, you know, that we use for other things. And, you know, the Sprocket, you know, as by design is what we want it to be, is, you know, about simple living. We also talk a lot about like safety and, you know, we do come across maybe a bit, I don't want to say anti-automobile, but certainly we've often talked about driving responsibly.
Sure. Driving responsibly, not relying on it as like your daily commuter, that sort of thing.
And even just from a safety aspect, being responsible with this, you know, giant hunk of metal you're driving around.
For sure.
You know, so I could see where, like, if somebody saw this tweet and they're like, wait a minute, these guys are talking about this, but then this thing is happening that is almost like diametrically opposed to what they talk about.
For sure. Yeah.
You know,
what if I was like speeding down the freeway at 60 miles an hour and I was like, I don't know, like leaning out the window
to take a selfie. That's the thing is, like,
I could see that being a problem.
You couldn't tell the difference between the two.
Right.
There's no way without context. And, you know, of course, the little instant pieces on Twitter don't provide a whole lot in the realm of context.
For sure.
Aqua's got some things to say.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of, the internet is like you said, like a shield in a way, where you can talk to one person about the same topic online and offline. And online, they're going to be like super defensive, super like, you're just wrong. You're wrong. I don't care what you say. You're wrong. Whereas in person, they'll be like, yeah, you know, I can understand your point, and this is how I feel about it. And then come to like a mutual understanding.
Yeah.
That's why with the internet, it's just like you kind of one ear, out the other.
Right.
You know,
right.
With people and their comments about things. Because I've posted pictures where, you know, like same with you, stopped, post, like take a picture and then like post it 12 hours later.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, you know, if you're in the same time zone, how is it dark outside but you're seeing a sunset? Like, you know, it's, if you think about it,
right,
then it's different. But people just like to, they like to say and think whatever they feel at that moment, which isn't always what should be said or felt. But, you know, opinions.
Yeah. What, do you tend to be reactive online or not?
Not really.
Okay.
It's kind of like if you read, like, the don't read the comments.
Uh-huh.
Or if you see something funny and you like just happen to scroll down, you just see like the dumbest things. Like,
oh yeah,
did you see that tree in the background? I cannot believe that tree has a ribbon around it. How dare you?
This is bullshit, man.
Well, it's like YouTube comments are like the famous place where things really spiral out of control because someone is like, "Here's a picture I took of my dog die in a fire."
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Wiener dogs are the worst.
Exactly. So, yeah. So anyways, that's, I just wanted to bring that up and make sure that people know what's happening there.
Sure. And, you know, again, like, sorry for any hurt feelings.
Oh, I mean, you know? Again, I could care less what people think of me. I just don't want to be misperceived.
Sure.
So, yeah. So what do you think about changing weather, sir?
What do I think about this, they're changing? Are we talking like in the whole scheme of things, like global warming sense?
We could. I was just thinking about like the fall is coming and we're going to have to start packing along more of our clothing.
Well, I don't know. Earlier, you know, it came down really hard and I put on like all my, this is classic Portland. So I put on like all the heavy rain gear.
Right.
Because it was right at the time that I was going to start heading out to get over here. And of course, I get out and I'm being dumped on. I get to the garage, open the garage, roll my bike out. It stops raining.
As soon as you're all dressed up for it.
As soon as I like have my bike out, yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm like, well, it's gonna come down again probably.
Eventually.
So I'm rolling up here full rain pants, rain jacket, sweating like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, of course, it never rained.
Right.
So then I'm passing like all these people who are like shorts and t-shirts.
For sure. Yeah. Well,
I'm like wearing a garbage bag, basically.
It depends on the day because like you were saying earlier, sometimes you have great weather with little bursts of clouds, and sometimes you have consistent, like, all-day sprinkles. So,
yeah. I've found it's, you know, this is sort of how I kind of go through life anyways, but it's better to be prepared than not,
mm-hmm.
Even though I wasn't really yesterday. Yeah, well, I guess I'm always kind of prepared. Like, I always keep the rain mates in my front bag.
And those are kind of like chaps, rarely, right? They cover the top of your leg when you're riding, but it's not a full rain pant.
No, and eventually, like, just from being wet everywhere else, like, you end up, like, you know, my pants will absorb everything all over.
The fibers just kind of transmit fluid eventually,
right,
so you're completely damp by the time you get to somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rain, man.
Rain.
I often wonder, like, would it be better if it was snow?
No.
Definitively.
No.
Aqua, what do you roll with for rain gear?
You've ridden in snow, yes? Snow?
Yes.
Yes.
Snow is fun, but it's not fun when you want to go somewhere.
Okay.
It's like, I have X amount of time to get to work.
Yeah.
And then it's fine, and then you hit an ice patch under the snow. And then it's not fine anymore.
And where did you encounter this?
Back home in Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah. So ice is kind of problematic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate ice.
I think I might have mentioned this before, but I'm really curious about the possibility of an adult tricycle to get around when it's like, you know, when the conditions are not as good.
I have a recumbent trike.
Yeah.
Hi, Brandon. I have a recumbent trike.
Nice. Yeah, he's a big fan. He still doesn't have one. He wanted one.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also been doing business things. I think he had to go in the trailer route before he went the tadpole route. But
yeah.
How do you like the trike?
It was fun. I actually did take that out to a parking lot that was just like completely iced over and just sitting there doing donuts and stuff.
Cookies, yeah.
It's so much fun. Nice. I have pictures, not video, because yeah. You're kind of holding on.
Sure.
But no, that's super fun.
That's fantastic.
Other than that, it's just, you know, commuting in the snow.
Right.
They would be cool on a trike just uh-huh. for the, you know, the accidental, you know.
Like if you were to slip over on two wheels, three wheels would keep you stable?
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll just kind of like spin 180 instead of just flopping over.
Gotcha. You have that ride here in Portland as well then?
No.
No. Okay.
Not yet.
Gotcha.
When I do, it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like a good idea though. I was just thinking like that would be nice, especially with a recumbent trike. If you're down close to the ground, then mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about.
You don't have very far.
Yeah.
Fall.
Like your center of gravity is really low.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm interested in that. Have you had much experience with Portland rain?
Yes and no. I got here in March.
Okay.
So the tail end of the air quotes winter.
Yes.
And it just, I have a rain jacket. I don't have rain pants yet. Still trying to work that out. I just kind of do I'm just going to get soaked and then it dry eventually.
Okay.
Kind of around.
Yeah.
But there's a number of people who've been in Portland for a long time that we've, interviewed, and they're like, yeah, we don't use rain gear.
Yeah, it depends on the person, I think. It depends on the rain,
too. I don't
think
I could do that, though.
Because there are so many kinds. Like, if it's a light misting and your ride is short, that's one thing. But if it's a light mist and you're out all day, or if it's a hard rain and you're out for more than 10 minutes or less, you can get soaked, depending on the situation you're in. So, yeah. I need to get my rain gear stuff dialed back in, because I just talked about how I pared down my minimalist setup. But now I need to find a place to put all my rain gear. So we'll make that happen.
That's actually more important than staying dry is drying off the stuff that got wet.
Right. Because you can't just let it sit in a bag.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that. I'm pretty bad at taking old clothes and putting them in the washer, you know.
Man, well, and that was the thing with yesterday was I was just so tired and wet that like I literally came home and I peeled off everything and just threw it in the corner.
Yeah. And there it sits.
Thank you, Anna. If it wasn't for Anna like coming over, she came over, and like if she wasn't coming over, I probably would have left them in the corner.
That's why people need other people.
Yes.
Yeah, no one should be an island to themselves. No one should live alone. I mean, you can live alone, but no one should
But not like alone.
You shouldn't make a big pile of clothing
no.
and then just sleep on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't quite. Rubber boots have been my thing. How do you keep your feet comfy when it's wet?
I do the plastic bag trick.
Okay. Yeah. Do you put them outside the shoes or inside the shoes?
Inside.
Yeah. Yeah. So your shoes get wet, but your socks don't necessarily get wet.
Yeah. And I wear wool socks. So
wool socks
I don't really
are great.
Have like the sweaty feet problem.
That's good.
That's bad.
That's good. I have the sweaty foot problem, but the bag trick is still good, especially if you're caught out and you don't have any other recourse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's harder to find a plastic bag in Portland than some other places, but there's plastic around.
Yeah. And just go to the produce section.
Sure. Yeah. I usually keep a couple bags. Well, back when I carried a bunch of bags, what am I going to do? I used to carry a bunch of bags around just kind of in case, you know, sometimes I use them to put stuff in. Sometimes I put my feet in them, but yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. I also use them as like a seat cover. So it's like you take it off, you ride the bike, you have them on your feet.
Oh,
yeah.
Multiple uses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like the one and done type of products. Uh-huh. You can use them for like seven different things.
Right, right.
Might just be frugal.
And if you ruin it, then like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
There's another one somewhere.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard to get. Yeah. I need to get the rubber boots back out again.
Yeah. I still swear by the Adidas Sambas.
Wait, so that really does the trick for you?
I mean, the one thing that never got wet were my feet.
Really?
Until like the very end, and that's because when I was parking my bike, you know, the bike, it was at Ex Novo, you know, the bike racks are all right there in the road.
Okay, yeah.
But up against the curb, and of course, like running up against the curb is like all the drainage from the street, and so... Mm. It was mostly like just because that's where I was standing.
Because you put your foot in the middle of a river.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But other than that, it kept my feet dry. The shoes themselves were pretty wet, though.
Okay.
So I'm trying various things. You know, I like the newspaper trick.
Right.
You know, when you take your shoes off at the end of the day, grab some newspaper, crumple it up, and throw it in there, and that absorbs a lot of the water.
Right, and that's better than putting rice in your shoes, because you can't get rice back out of your shoes as easily.
Yes. I'm trying just recently baking soda.
Baking soda. Because
that's a natural deodorant.
Oh, sure.
But then also that would, you know, being that it's a powder, would also absorb some of the water.
Okay, well. Sure. Yeah. And as well as the odor, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the biggest problem, I think, with wet shoes is that, yeah, they, because it's harder to wash shoes. And you can wash most shoes, but it's harder to get them to smell good.
Right.
After
yes.
they've gotten
well,
wet.
Well, that's a mold that's starting yeah. to grow is what's happening.
I wonder if anybody's ever tried to culture a yeast for beer out of that.
Out of their shoe.
I hope not.
I don't think that would be pleasant in any way.
No.
Yeah, mold and yeast are different things.
Yes.
Feet yeast, beer.
Feet yeast.
That just sounds singularly
sounds
unpleasant.
Terrible, yes.
Yeah.
But if Rogue does something like that, you heard it here first.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah,
they got probably the idea from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Well, should we talk about mail?
Yes.
All right.
We got mail. Hey, we got mail.
All right.
I'm so glad that you did that. It's years back now. That was good stuff.
You know, I'm sure I've mentioned this. I have this like. I go through this evolution of liking it and then not liking it.
Yeah.
And then coming back to liking it again.
Well, I've got email here from Dan Flores.
Oh, really?
He said that song that he wrote, not a Dead Milkman song.
Oh.
He wrote it after Tim Mooney was so disappointed himself. In my last voicemail on episode 315 was up, he says. So there you go.
I've got a piece from John from Golden Gale.
Oh, yeah.
His Facebook groups alerted him to an event that might interest us and our listeners. Bicycling in the gorge is improving. We're only 5 miles from being able to ride from Troutdale all the way to the Dells without having to brave I-84. On Saturday, September 24th, the Oregon Department of Transportation and Oregon State Parks and the U.S. Forest Service, along with Western Federal Lands, will host a celebration for the newest 1.2-mile segment of the historic Highway State Trail. A short section near Wonder Creek will be completed after September 24th.
Yeah, that's that should go on the calendar, actually. We'll make sure we get that in
September
there, right?
September 24th. The dedication will start at Viento State Park at 10 a.m. Please arrive early to allow time for parking or bike there.
Yeah.
After a short welcome and dedication ceremony, attendees will be able to walk or bike the trail, stopping along the way to learn about the construction, trail features, and the next segment of the state trail that needs to be built.
And we can't overstate enough how great it is that this trail is being built, because that's a pretty pretty gross segment of highway.
Yeah.
Pretty dangerous and not fun to ride. So I'm glad they're doing this. It's good news. Tim Mooney replies about Dan Flores' song. That was the best phone message in the history of Sprocket Podcast phone messages. Pure, unadulterated genius. Johnny K level of genius. You hear that, Johnny K? You are a standard. Tim Mooney is speechless. Well done.
He's the standard in which we measure all genius.
That's right, yeah. We got more hilarious spam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I came across Max Workouts, even though looking the World Wide Web for methods to drop weight.
Oh, right.
Apparently.
I thought it was like, I was looking for a link and I didn't find one. I thought it was like a way to kind of work out while on the max.
Yeah. That would be a good idea if you're on the light rail and you do like, I've seen people do chin-ups and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are structural pieces that will hold most people's weight. So, yep. It's you're on the max trying to do something, do some chin-ups.
I think my favorite version of that was there was this group of high schoolers. They must have been like part of the same basketball team or something. They were all like kind of in matching shorts. And they did like this pull-up contest.
Yeah.
Like how many pull-ups can you do between, this was on the yellow line, like between, you know, the Killingsworth stop and the next stop, you know, ready. Okay. Doors are closed. 1, 2, 3.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
That's great. We got a tweet from Heather who said, have you seen this? And it's the, Chicago Magazine had
how to write an anti-bike commentary,
basically a Mad Libs fill in, for, you know, this is what you do. So, yeah, that's entertaining.
All
you
right.
should check it out.
Let me tell you, cyclists are such, choose one, poop, like all Mad Libs, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They're always funnier yeah. when you choose
time
that.
To drive home in boogers. Someone on a bike, poop.
Lols.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, yes. That is a thing that's pretty great. There's also the TriMet Gear Store.
Yeah.
They just came out with a bunch of shirt logos, and it's all these like vintage. Like if you used to live in Portland when they had these old designs for TriMet, or if you've just seen them and you like the way they look, they got a bunch of shirts, and it's pretty cool.
I like that one.
Yeah. The old TriMet vintage logo.
Yeah.
Including the, Portland Railway Light and Electric, which
reliable service one.
Yes, which is exactly the same as the old Gilbert Tavern Road, Old Gilbert Road Tavern logo, where I was last night. So and
too
where
bad
you
your
were last night.
They already Aqua. Came and went.
Well, yep. I have to wait till next year. So, anyways, but that's kind of cool. I think I like vintage logos, and I'm glad that they're embracing them as opposed to trying to pretend they didn't exist.
Yeah.
So. And then. Somebody tweeted at us saying, listen to the KBOO Bike Show podcast where everyone starts yelling because Aaron shows up.
Yeah.
Have you heard this?
I did not know this existed.
Yeah, because Terry Campbell from the Beer Mongers,
field
reporting for Pedalpalooza. Yeah. He's like, Aaron Flores, what up? And everyone's like, yeah. So, you got to go listen to that
the
sometime.
Then it was the Bowie Prince ride.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah, when we had lost in. Yeah, because he was one of the first people to greet us when we connected with the ride.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. We got a new donor, David, just started pledging. David's been listening for a long time. I think he wrote in.
Says, long time listener, first. I'm just sorry. First time caller.
No, he's been with us for a while, and I think he the first time I remember him writing, and it was about one of those my bike doesn't fit here.
Oh, really?
And he worked for the corporation that could change that. And so he was talking about, let's get this one. So, David, thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's good to know you're still out there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's.
Oh, and Tim.
Water for Good. Go ahead.
New donor, yes. Tim, as well. So thank you both. And as we always say, if you don't need or if you can't afford to donate to us, then don't feel like you have to.
Yeah.
You can always drop out. It won't hurt our feelings. And if you have a couple extra bucks kicking around.
I will try my best not to take it personally.
Very good. Very good. But yes, as always, you're always welcome to listen to the free show.
Yes.
Brandon
Shelby was looking up the live egg cams for the Xberry egg.
The Xberry egg, which we mentioned, and he had told us about that.
They are down for maintenance, he says.
Yes.
He also Googled the Xberry bacon, and nothing definitive popped up.
Xberry bacon and eggs.
Yes.
Xberry egg was like a little inventively shaped thing that you could live in, right?
Right.
Or sleep
in.
Yeah,
floats on the water.
Yeah.
I can't remember where it was put, but
right.
I guess you can rent it for a time.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and live there for
a while. I would like to go and try it out someday. I've never been to Xbury.
I don't see much other mail. I'm going.
I think
back.
We've done our mail.
That is it.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Oh, I do have a piece of news though.
Yes.
Ladies and gents, Industry Spin launch is live. This is the new podcast we've kind of been.
The Industry Spin.
Like we've been recording.
We helped them
we
make
helped
it real.
Record it
and
edit. It's now live. Not entirely sure how you would find it.
Well, it's on YouTube.
Oh shit. Sorry about that.
It sounds like Well, this is a good thing. It's able to be found easily.
Yes. So apparently, it's on the YouTubes. Industry Spin presented by Cyclone Bicycle.
And
it's on the Cyclone Bicycle Supply channel.
It's going to be on iTunes at some point as well, but it's taken some time for that to come up. So,
yeah. I'm really glad like that this is happening now.
Me too.
I feel like I've had to sit on this secret for a while.
Yeah. No, you were the recording engineer for this whole project.
It was fun. It's kind of exciting. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really like working with Uma. She was
good.
She was very helpful.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Well, Industry Spin, it's out, so we'll link up to that. Aqua, give us just a couple of things you like about Portland.
Just a couple now.
Just a couple. bikes.
Okay.
No, the infrastructure, even though people say a lot of it could be improved,
uh-huh.
if you look around the country, if you look around, at least where I'm from, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I came here for the bicycle industry and the culture around it. So this definitely, I think like top five would be bicycles.
Very cool. All right. So all five.
All five.
There we go. Perfect.
Bicycles.
Yeah.
And bikes.
Is there a ride that you took since moving to Portland that kind of sticks out as like, this is the ride. This is the one that like everyone should do.
No.
Okay.
I have yet to explore it. I keep finding new ones, and it's like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and that. I just need to go.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
Do all the blue lines.
Perfect,
on
yes.
On the map.
Blue highways, as it were.
Oh,
ride
yes.
the I-5 up and down.
Well, I was thinking like, you know, the Portland bike map that you get.
Oh, sure, like all the green lines. The
low traffic streets are supposed to be. No, the blue ones are the ones that are high traffic, aren't they?
I think, the red ones are the worst.
Never mind.
No, but there are many roads you can ride.
Don't ride the blue lines. I'm sorry.
The grid. Ride the grid lines that are impossible to see. Just kidding. Is there a part of town that you like riding in?
I want to say inner southeast.
Uh-huh.
Just because there's just so much going on. That it's pretty fun.
Like seeing like what's happening as you're moving through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like getting lost and then like, oh, here's Lads.
Nice.
And like going around Lads and it's like, oh, it's over this way. And it's like, oh, lost again. Oh, here's Lads. And then just like.
You just could be lost forever.
Yeah.
Well, that's that part that's like offset. So it's a diagonal street grid or something. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like all the other parts of town. And so I've gotten lost in there before.
Yeah.
I think Lad Circle has sort of its own gravitational pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's many times where I think I'm lost and I'm trying to get from one place, you know, to another. And I think I'm going the right direction. I end up back at Lad Circle.
You're wondering where you are, and suddenly like, you find, here I am again.
I'm back here again. Okay, yeah. I'll take this spoke out.
And I think that's why they put the roses there, so you don't feel as, like, pissed off.
Right.
Right.
Like, oh, but it's just so nice here. I just can't be mad.
I don't want to be lost anywhere else. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have nice rose gardens in that little development there.
Yeah.
It's and there's, like, I don't know, it's a rather charming part of town. Before I realized that I would never be able to afford to live there, I thought, oh, it'd be fun to live there. But then I realized I probably won't ever be able to buy one of these houses.
Nope.
So it goes.
Yeah. That's how I feel about every for sale sign.
It's
like,
right.
That would be so nice if
it would.
I had like $3 million a year.
Yep. Yep. Then that would be a feasible option.
Yes.
Until then, we rent.
We rent.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. Was there anything else you wanted to share with the people or anything else you wanted to talk about?
No.
All
Any
right.
shout outs you want to make?
Or shouts out, as it were.
Shouts out.
Yeah, I guess that's the more correct.
It really depends.
Grammar.
Whatever. Shout out to Grammar.
Grandma.
I mean, Grandma.
No one specific.
Cool.
My friends, hello. I'm famous now.
That's right.
Super fun.
So, thank you so much for coming in, Aqua. Really appreciate
it. This is fun.
Aaron Flores.
Yes.
Let's close this thing out.
I guess we should do that.
Yeah. Also, there's people outside the door, like right outside the door.
Did you hear a kid? Is that just me?
Yeah.
Was there like a little kid crying?
I think like the whole neighborhood came out.
Was that like a
out.
Ghost baby maybe?
They'll all be greeting us at the door when we're done.
I feel like it's The Shining going on right now.
Don't open those garage doors.
All Our website is thesprocketpodcast.com.
Email to thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Call or text to 503-847-9774.
Twitter @sprocketpodcast.
Thanks to Ryan Jalen for our theme music.
Herb Bird for our headline sounder.
Marcus Norman for graphic design.
And thanks to sustaining donors Logan Smith, Johnny K, Shadowfoot,
Katharina Mellumgard, Wayne Norman, Doug Robertson,
Ethan Georgie, Justin Martin, Eric Iverson,
Cameron Lean, Richard Buzinski, Tim Mooney,
Orange and Purple, Glenn Kubish, Matt Kelly,
Jim Gooden, Eric Weiss, Doug Cohen Miller,
Todd Parker, Chris Gonzalez,
Dan Gebhardt, Zoe Campagna,
Dave Knows, Chris Smith, Christy Kaster,
Caleb Jenkinson, JP Cooley, Peanut Butter Jar Matt,
Patrick Archain, Sebastian Poole, Marco Lowe,
Rich Otterstrom, Andrew Alderson, Drew the Welder,
Anna Krista, John Wasserman,
Andre Johnson, the King of Division,
Josh Zissen, Richard G. Guthrie Straw, who
Brandon
I saw
Shelby.
Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At Brandon Shelby, Campsite.
Aaron Green, Mac Nurse David, Catherine Mitchin,
Nathan Poulton, Chris Rawson, Rory Close,
Michael Flournoy, Jeremy Kitchen.
And those last two that I didn't put the names in for yet, but
yes,
we thank you anyways.
And all of our former donors who've helped us thus far, thank you so much.
That's right. Now brush your teeth.
And go to bed.